For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Although the weather in recent days has seemed pretty far removed from ice and snow, the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet is preparing for the weather that's expected to arrive this winter. And this year, they'll be making use of some new technology to help counter icy roads. Dan Modlin has this story.
Nancy Albright is the director of the Transportation Cabinet's Division of Maintenance. She says a new software program that's been used in the state of Iowa is expected to help improve efficiency for road crews in Kentucky this year.
It has a terrible name. It's called the Maintenance Decision Support System. The meat and potatoes of the program is that it is another tool that we'll have available in the winter readiness toolkit for our staff to use to make informed decisions as much as possible about what the storms themselves will bring. It's a software system that's been started in Iowa, and it's grown to several other states. Kentucky's looked at it, and we've piloted it, and now we're expanding it around the state this year.
Albright says the software can help to provide localized information.
It'll have a sample of routes in each district that will combine forecasting technology and the chemical properties of the salt and the equipment that we use, and it will also combine current conditions with the sensors that we have on our trucks, and it combines all of that and aggregates it into some recommendations of timing and amount of material that can be used for a specific event.
Greg Meredith is the chief district engineer for Department of Highways District 3, which is based in Bowling Green. He says road crews in the area are anxious to see the impact the new software can have.
It's both a combination of improving service and also being more cost-effective with our treatments. Back in the day, we used to go out and we just throw salt down pretty indiscriminately. And so now we're being more, I guess, cautious. We want to make sure the roads are treated properly. We've changed our mix somewhat. We're not using as much salt as we did before, but we're using more of the liquid calcium that works at a lower temperature, and it doesn't bounce off the road like salt does. Of course, the salt brine for the pretreatment is really important to keep the ice from bonding to the pavement. It makes it easier to plow off and remove later on. So it's a combination of things. Just, with the technology now, our forecasting technology is much better.
Meredith says the real challenge for many parts of Kentucky is dealing with ice.
In the area where we live, we're right on the boundary, generally, between frozen and wet precipitation. So for us, it's a judgment call oftentimes, and we always try to err on the side of caution. So sometimes we may go out and pre-treat, and we miss the storm, or we miss the frozen portion of the storm. The better information we have, the better way we can plan on fighting.
Nancy Albright says last year's relatively mild winter has had a positive impact on salt supplies for this season.
Thanks to the mild winter we had last year, we have what I'd like to call an above average quantity of salt on hand going into winter this year. So we feel as secure as possible to be equipped to handle what Mother Nature may throw at us this winter.
And Greg Meredith says it's very important for drivers to give the snowplows plenty of room to operate when they are on the roads.
Be cautious. Look out for our trucks, our plows. The guys have a whole lot to keep up with. If you've ever been in the cab of one of the trucks, there's not only the application of the material, whether it be salt or calcium, there's also the leveling of the blade. There's the steering. Of course, there's the visibility issues. So give that driver plenty of space. Be respectful of what he's trying to do, because it's going to make it better for everybody.
Greg Meredith is Chief District Engineer for Department of Highways District 3. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.